Another big city in the West is getting pushback on its attempt to address homelessness. Yesterday, the Las Vegas City Council voted to approve a ban on homeless camping, one with a caveat, though. People can't legally sleep on downtown streets if there are shelter beds available. Last night's meeting was contentious. Opponents chanted inside the council chambers against what they call the war on the poor. Some people were thrown out of that meeting. Joe Shaneman is a senior producer and host at KNPR, Nevada Public Radio. Joe, we know this is just one of many attempts over the past few decades in Las Vegas to do something about homelessness. But flesh out this new ban for us. What happens if the police are called on someone who's sleeping on the streets?
So if the police show up and there is shelter available, they will give the people the option to go to the shelter or to move out of the downtown area into other parts of the area that aren't under this this new law and camp there, I guess. If they refuse, they can be arrested and fined up to $1,000 and put in jail.
Okay. Well, how bad is it, you know, to prompt this move? And by the way, we're not talking about the Las Vegas Strip. We're talking about the downtown area. But how bad is it?
You know, it seems to have gotten worse. Only it's always been sort of bad, but it's gotten worse as the downtown has gentrified. Many, many more businesses are in the downtown area. A lot of these areas you would not go into just 3 years ago have new businesses, bars and restaurants. And the business community is very upset about it. There are people that businesses that have moved out of office complexes because the employees worry when they're at a stoplight that they might be attacked by some of the homeless people who are at these stoplights, you know, at begging for money.
Yeah. The D.C.-based National Coalition for the Homeless named Vegas number one on its list of meanest cities. This was in 2003. So this is a problem that's been ongoing, meanest city in the way that it treats the homeless. Is it a magnet? Are these people who come to the city, people who live in the city or lose their housing? Who are these people?
Yeah, it is kind of a magnet because the weather here. I mean, if you can withstand the summer where it gets very hot, the rest of the year, it's pretty mild. But the affordable housing issue has made things much worse in the last 2 years. The rent here is astronomical. The price of homes is almost up to the same level that it was during the boom in the mid-2000s. So a lot of the people who are homeless are working, and a lot of people here live, you know, the homeless are everywhere. They live in the flood channels under the city, dozens, maybe hundreds of them. And most years, one, two, a few of them drown when we get flash floods.
Oh, terrible.
The thing the city really is kind of worried about is a lot of the very serious mental issues playing out among the homeless people. And mental health care in Nevada is ranked as 51st in the country. That is also a very big part of this yeah. issue.
Well, Clark County, which isn't Las Vegas, but oversees the Vegas Strip and the airport, they say the better solution is to come up with housing. But your city council voted 5-2 in favor of this ban, and we reached out to one of the council members, Councilwoman Victoria Seaman, and she sent us a statement that it's wanting to help the homeless, in fact, try to reach them and give them the tools to get someplace better than, you know, living in the downtown area where they are sleeping, defecating, urinating in doorways. You know, it has a negative impact on the area, but also we want to give them the tools to be somewhere else. Is there confidence that there will be any kind of shelter space for these people?
Not a lot of confidence. The number of homeless way outnumbers the number of beds, as they say, in the various shelters. But the city has said that, and I do believe Mayor Carolyn Goodman's heart is in the right place. She does say part of the reason they want to put them in the shelters is because then they can get them the services that they need, whether that be mental health, maybe vouchers to go live somewhere in a hotel for a while, just to help them get a job maybe. So that really seems to be the main push here. Again, also the main push is to move them out of the downtown area. And as I said, there is a downtown area where they'll be banned. Also residential areas, but beyond that, if they move out of those areas, they will not be threatened with arrest or fines.
Well, but then someone else might consider them a problem somewhere else.
That's exactly what will happen.
Boise, Idaho tried to enforce a similar law to address homelessness, but it was struck down by the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals last year. It was called unconstitutional. What's the sense of what happens with this law?
They studied that law very carefully. The difference with this one is they're offering them open shelter if it's available. If shelter is not available, the police cannot arrest them. And again, this doesn't begin until next year. There's going to be sort of this couple months period where they will be trying it out.
That's Joe Shaneman, senior producer and host at KNPR in Las Vegas. Joe, thank you.
Oh, thank you.